Welcome to the Veloci Today Almanac for July 18th, 2013. Sponsored by Veloci Today Select, the classy new companion to VelociToday.com. July 8th, 1917 is the birthday of Alberto Ascari, who was only 7 when his father Antonio died during the French Grand Prix on July 26, 1925. Despite the death of his father, Alberto was determined to follow in his footsteps. At 17, he was racing motorcycles. In 1940, Enzo Ferrari entrusted Ascari with a new 815 to race in the Mille Miglia. In 1949, he joined the Ferrari Grand Prix team, and by 1953, Alberto Ascari became the first two-time world champion. He married and had 2 children. Ascari was a kind father, but once said, "I don't want them to become too fond of me. One of these days I might not come back from the race." In 1954, Ascari signed with Lancia. In 1955, at Monaco, he plunged into the harbor suffering a broken nose. 4 days later, on May 26th, he was at Monza and asked if he could test the latest Ferrari. 3 laps later, his friends in the pits heard a terrible crash and ran to the scene of the accident to find Ascari lifeless in the grass. No one has ever determined the cause of the accident. Paul Richards was born on July 17, 1923. The quiet SCCA racer found himself in the spotlight when asked to drive for Team Roosevelt, backed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt Jr., son of the 4-term U.S. president. The Abarth 750 GTs were fast and the team was very successful, thanks to the preparation by Jim McGee. Carl Goodwin, author of Little Engines, Big Wins, wrote that Richards was an excellent driver. He raced Formula 3 cars in the 50s, winning a national championship. After driving for Team Roosevelt, he drove a Brabham and Jaguars for the Cunningham team. But perhaps the biggest thrill of all was when Richards, driving a Team Roosevelt Abarth, beat Stirling Moss fair and square in the 4-hour GT race at Sebring in 1960. Richards died in 2005. We'll be back next week to wrap up July's month in motoring history.